Let's start with warming up our voices. You wouldn't run a race without warming up your body, and it's exactly the same with your voice. Warming up will help you sound better and give you a moment to focus and concentrate. These exercises are all things I do before any speaking event, but you can make it your own. Sing along to a song in the shower, read a poem you like out loud, something fun. And remember, it's important to hear your voice out loud. Your voice doesn't live in your head. So, here are some of the exercises I do to warm up. Some of them might make you feel a bit silly, but remember, you're in your house and no one can see you, so just throw yourself in and let go. Let's start with loosening up. Relax the cheeks, relax the lips, have a little wobble, and feel your face start to relax. This leads us on to chewing. Imagine you have a big toffee in your mouth and you're chewing it. So I'm imagining I've got a big chewing gum in my mouth and I'm chewing around on it, really feeling all that tension leaving my mouth. Now we're warmed up, we can look at one of the tools we have in our vocal toolbox, volume. Vary your volume. Imagine talking to a classroom of children. Perhaps you need to be really loud just to get their attention. And then, once you've got their attention, you can speak at a normal volume. And if you really want to draw them in and get them to listen, speak to them like this. Then, when you've finished speaking, you can tell them to go off and do whatever they need to give a nice rousing finish. Mix up your volume.